This is our class number 3 of the Summer Soul Radiant Success course, and today's date is July 8th, 2016. So how is everybody enjoying this ride so far? Let me hear what you all have to say before we activate the transmissions of grace. Who wants to jump in? How is the ride?
The steps are very helpful, you know, building each week along the way and making me think about certain things. Your feedback to the posts is very helpful.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm so glad, Barb. I'm so glad. Who else? How's the ride? Who wants to go next? I always get in such a mood when I get on these calls.
Yeah, I think it's going.
I've been.
Go ahead, Mary.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah,
it's bumpy.
Bumpy. Yeah, there's some bumps. But it's coming along.
Somebody go.
Yeah.
I just did. It's bumpy, but it's coming along. I'm looking
forward to it. It's bumpy, but it's... Okay, wait, let's just talk to Steve. You say it's bumpy, but it's coming along?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the complete manifestation ending the class. Yeah, to...
You're already focusing on ending the class, is that what you said?
No, I said I'm looking forward to the, you know, manifestation completion, you know, to accomplishing the goals of why I signed up for this.
Okay, great. And how about you, Mary, dear? How is the ride so far?
So the ride, it has been bumpy, and I'm not surprised. The revelations and the learning is inspiring. And I'm
wonderful.
Moving forward.
Yes, beautiful. Okay, so let's activate the transmissions of grace, and then I'm going to just address this bumpy phenomenon, okay? So let's everyone send down your grounding cord, and in your own time, you're going to create the ball of light around you or the cocoon of light, and then the blue flame around you, and then... Once you do that, then please activate the transmissions of grace. So I'm going to be quiet while you do that in your own time. And just let me know by saying ready when you do sense the transmissions of grace.
Ready.
Thank you.
Ready.
I'm ready.
Thank you. Okay, wonderful. So please, let's go around the room and have you describe to me how you know that the transmissions of grace are with you. Whoever wants to go first.
Yeah, I can go. Yeah, I feel them. It's I'm a little more. I guess I feel myself letting go of some negative energy and. I feel a little more present.
Good. Yeah, you don't sound very happy. So hopefully the new tools that I'm going to teach you today is going to give you some clarity. So help is on the way, Steve. Are you smiling?
I am, yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Who'd like to go next? How are you sensing the transmissions of grace?
I will. I feel like I have a hand on the small of my back, and I am being wrapped in this beautiful, soft blanket, warm, fuzzy, and just there's this air of pink lavender around me.
Mm. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. How about you, Barb?
The typical tingling throughout my body, up from my toes and then also down through my arms and my fingers, and it came very quickly. Sometimes I wonder if I have bad circulation because of tingling, but it's the transmissions of grace.
Yes. Now, you said throughout your body. Sometimes when you have shared, you have not felt that tingling in certain areas, whereas you have felt it in other areas. So are you saying that you feel that tingling throughout your body now?
Yes.
Well, that is tremendous, because you have never said that before. Even last time you didn't. Isn't that true, Barb?
True. True.
And okay, it's so.
It's stronger in some spots than others.
Okay, well, this is another yay, yippee for Barb. Yay!
Yay!
There you go, Barb.
Thank you.
So that means that you're just becoming more and more integrated, Barb, energetically, and that whatever balance means in your energetic system, it's just becoming more and more homogeneous. It makes sense?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm excited for you. All righty. I repeat at the beginning of each class the purpose of this course so that we can keep these thought forms active in our energy field here. So the purpose of this course is to increase your confidence in building a life of meaning and fulfillment by enhancing your conscious access to your spiritual power. We are doing this by deliberately nurturing and activating your spiritual power success toolkit, which consists of your intuition, psychic development, your energy management healing skills, and a deeper clarity about your soul purpose. That means mission message. With this confidence and skill, you can better design your outer world to be the lifestyle that you long to live as created consciously with your spiritual power success toolkit of psychic intuition, energy management healing, and soul purpose. The other purpose of this course is to more deeply embody and understand your personal soul purpose mission to live a fulfilling life for your personal journey and to contribute to other people in big enough ways that light your fire, that motivate you, where you are playing big enough to keep you interested as opposed to bored, or where you get into self-sabotage mode because you're just not playing big enough. And the way that we're doing this in this particular course is by you developing more of a conscious connection to your spirit guides, to your soul, and to your sense of personal power sovereignty. Personal power sovereignty means you are the creator of your life. As much as you can consciously be in control, of course, there's a ton of things that are way out of our control, but what is within our control is your personal power sovereignty. So that is the purpose of this course. Some housekeeping is please make sure that you are now in the Facebook group online. Is everybody in there?
Yes.
Okay. Please have access to your project activation template, which was the first handout for class number one. Everybody, can you get your hands on that at some point in this class without wasting any time?
Yes.
Yeah.
OK. Okay. And then as a reminder, to organize your note-taking so that you have, for your own compartmentalizing purposes, a section where you're going to be taking notes about your psychic intuition information that we're learning today, your energy management and healing section, whatever is pertaining to your soul purpose section, and then our home play section. That's just my suggestion so that things are not all chaotic when you review your notes. And as a special announcement is that please, for our class number 4, which is Tuesday, July the 26th, please schedule 2 hours rather than an hour and a half because I want to give us wiggle room. That's the day that we're going to be giving our presentations, and I want to have plenty of time for feedback and so on. Does anybody have a problem with scheduling an additional 30 minutes for that class on July 26th?
No.
No.
Okay. The other is a heads up that our home play that I will be giving you at the close of class number 4, which will be in preparation for class number 5, the date of class number 5 is August the 2nd, is that you will be creating a video between class 4 and 5 that's going to be regarding your message and this offer that you want to present and so on. So that means, so I'm giving you plenty of time for you to get familiar with how you want to do that video. You can either use it with a webcam on your computer, or you can set up a stand or get a selfie stick for your phone. I'm going to leave that up to you, and of course you can all compare notes in the Facebook group as to what you use. I personally am still sticking with my flip camera that I bought a gazillion years ago. I could get a webcam like from Best Buy or Amazon or something that I clip onto my monitor, or I could get a higher resolution software that's in my computer. I just don't bother yet. And each computer should have, I believe, its own default webcam software. So everyone, I mean, for you, Steve, I would suggest you, you know, work this out with your son sooner than later so that you, you know, have plenty of time to play around with that and have some fun. And I know Mary knows, you know, her way around the block on that. And how about you, Barb? Are you doing videos anywhere?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. So, Steve, do you have any questions about that? Are you fainting here on the line because it's going to be something new for you?
No, I imagine I could just do a video from my phone if I have to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just know that it's going. I'm going to ask that you all upload it to YouTube. So, you know, play around with it so that you get it at good angles where your face is not blurred, where you position the camera far enough so that all of your face is captured as opposed to just your nose or a talking mouth. You know, I mean, you've got to work out the placement and proportion and so on. Okay, so are you up for that, Steve? Okay, I actually designed this part of the assignment for you, Steve.
Okay.
So that you can continue to bring yourself out more and more. Okay, so that's it on announcements. Now, does anybody have any questions about anything from our past sessions before I go into what we're going to cover today?
No.
How about you, Mary dear? Okay. All right. So we're going to first part of our sessions is always going to be a review. So let's talk about the motivation and motivation accelerator home play. What I would like to know is what are the motivator accelerators that are positive impacts on you. So what I mean by that is some people have accelerators because they are afraid of something bad happening, so they better go ahead and do the thing, whatever the thing is. Do any of you have an idea of a motivator that is more positive for you, that motivates you in a positive way as opposed to getting away from pain? So does everybody understand my question?
Yes.
You understand.
Okay. So who has one to share?
So just a clarification, is this on a personal level or working with a client?
Anything, anything at all. It should be, it would be generic enough. So if you notice that there's a different motivator from one part of your life, like personal versus professional, see if you can find the umbrella motivator that would be a common denominator in both arenas.
Well, I think one of my motivators is I'm genuinely interested in people and getting to know who they are and why they do what they do, whether it's for their business or how they live their life and find joy in the things that they do.
Okay, so your motivator is a sincere curiosity about and interest about them. Is that right?
Yes.
So let's say you're in your home and your place is just full of piles of garbage and you really want to declutter it. How would you use that motivator to help in that situation?
I guess I would be motivated if I knew someone was coming to see me in the house.
Yes, right, absolutely. I would think so too. Okay, let's go deeper. Let's say nobody's coming over, but you're looking at your room, let's say it's your office, and you know you need to declutter it. How would you motivate yourself based on what you said of a genuine curiosity and interest in another person? Is there a way that you can see converting, transposing, transferring the essence of that motivational accelerator into decluttering your office or another part of your home?
I'm hearing the phrase open the flow. Open things.
Yes.
The flow.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I'm so happy. Yes. Yes, so opening the flow would mean what in terms of your sincere interest and curiosity in getting to know another person? How can you customize that in terms of you having it be an accelerator to help you feel that it's important enough to open the flow for you?
That the clutter is a barricade to being accessible.
Accessible to what?
On an emotional level.
And what else? Accessible to what?
Prosperity.
Okay, that's definitely one thing. Well, where I'm going with this, well, actually, let's ask around the room. Steve and Barb, do you see, you have to go really high up and see from a real bird's eye view here. How is there a kernel of Mary using the motivation, the acceleration of having a genuine curiosity and inquiry into other people, how could she use that as an accelerator to do something that I know is hard for Mary, which is decluttering? Who sees the common denominator in those scenarios?
Well, by decluttering, would that have to do with, clearing up our own, like, personal energy, you know, almost decluttering our own energy, and then we would be more open to be with people. We would be more clear personally.
You're close. You're close. What about, thank you for that. What about you, Barb?
That's a tough one because I also suffer from that. Cluttering stuff.
Me too.
I suppose it's possible that in the decluttering process, Mary might find some pictures of people she cares about. There's also the risk of reading everything she puts her hands on, because I do that. but maybe it connecting with people and thinking then about them and sort of connecting with them that way.
Okay, and therefore it would be a manifestation of her accelerator of a sincere, genuine interest in others. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, those are all great, and what I'm seeing as the common denominator is that you're moved by a interest at uncovering who's inside that other person. Right, Mary?
Yeah.
So do you have any idea where I might be going with this? Was that a no?
I have an inkling that I am uncovering me.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So where before you were outward focused in a genuine, sincere interest in who is this in front of me, who is this person, and going through the rigor of asking questions and thinking and digesting whatever this person tells you or shows you, by you decluttering your own space, you are learning about you. You are freeing up that flow, like you said, and a little bit of what Barb said and what Steve said with regards to learning who you are underneath all that static and congestion and stagnation and misplacement. You with me?
Yes.
So it's like if you can use that accelerator that you use when it's an outside motivation, meaning a person, etc., and transfer it so that it is you motivated to release you, to learn about you, to see who you are underneath all that barrier, then it is a similar acceleration that takes place that motivates you to take action. And the whole point of me giving you this exercise in class one or whenever I taught it to you, it was to help you to get into action and to be motivated to do things that you may not want to do, but you really want to do.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So how does that make you feel, Mary, when you hear it from that perspective?
It's not so much open as there's a release as in there's not so much tension around it, and it isn't so panic driven or task master kind of thing. It's a task, but it's not a lot of this number list has to get done and their deadlines, and it's not overwhelming.
Okay, or oppressive.
Oppressive, that's a good word.
Yeah. Great. Okay, what did you gain from this, Steve?
Well, this it applies to me, the very same principles about decluttering and getting a more clear energy flow, and the point you make about how we get deeper into ourselves through, you know, this cleaning process, that makes a lot of sense. I can relate to that. So it applies to me very, very much so.
Great, great. Okay, how about you, Barb?
Well, I agree with what's been said. I know that the clutter is a barrier and is negative energy, or at least a barrier to good energy. And parting with things is difficult. There's organizing and reorganizing, and then there's actually evaluating and getting rid of. And I sometimes have trouble crossing from the, let's just organize these into nice files and nice piles, into, does this bring me joy? Do I really need it? Can I find it somewhere else? And I used the called on the transmissions of grace last weekend to help me do that. So I eliminated three boxes of stuff.
Okay. So it worked for you then?
Yes.
Okay. That's fabulous. All right, now let's go to, who wants to go next by giving us your motivator accelerator? Now again, just to define it for you, a motivator accelerator is something that you can call upon, something that will motivate you when you're sort of in slow motion, or you're stuck, or you just don't want to do something where the resistance is pretty great, but you do really want to get from that way of being into action. You want to be motivated. So that's what a motivator accelerator is. Okay, who wants to go next?
Okay, I'll go. A positive motivator accelerator. When I'm passionate about something, I become creative, and I'll take whatever time it takes to pull it together. Oftentimes it's a display or a bulletin board kind of thing, and time just sort of flies. So it's passion and creativity.
So you like the feeling of passion, you like the feeling of creativity, and you go ahead and tap into that, and that helps you get over a hurdle. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's a motivator. I don't know if it if I consciously call on it. I'll have to do that. I'll have to try that more. Right now, the sort of the passion happens.
Right. Okay. All right. Yes, what I will be giving you from home play is what we're identifying in this session. You're now going to more consciously harness it for home play. so that you can start having it be a tool that when you're in either a standing still position but you want to be in motion, you can use this to get you going. So can you see how you might be able to use what you described to us, Barb, as a tool to motivate yourself, to accelerate your motivational feelings?
Well, it's tough. I suppose thinking about something that I'm passionate about, and if I get into action and overcome the stuck of whatever I'm in, I'll be able to spend time with my passion.
Yes, I would suggest that for you, and this is probably true for everyone here, is that when you get yourself into a stuck place where you're really experiencing a conflict of interests within you, you want to but you don't want to, is what I mean by
right.
conflict of interests,
right.
is that you use as an accelerator your desire to feel and to find and to merge with and to harness the energy of passion and or the creative flow. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
So that's what's going to be part of your home play. I'll, of course, go over that later. But in the meantime, that's what you can start becoming more conscious of and to tap into it deliberately as if you're putting a plug into a socket, Barb.
Okay.
And, of course, the same is true for you, Mary. Do you see how that, where you would be using what we just discussed as part of your home play also, that when you're in a stuck position, your accelerator is to find what the truth is about who's in front of you or what's really going on inside. You want to learn. You want to show an interest in, correct? That's your motivator?
Yes, I just wrote that note down.
Yeah, and the motivator in terms of yourself, in terms of things that you want to do for your own self-care, for your own organizational purposes, is you want to access who you are when the chaos and the static and the noise isn't shouting at you, right? You want to learn, you want to find you in that pile, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, is that helpful, Barb, as well, what I just said to Mary?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Steve, I don't see your motivator accelerator in the Facebook thing here. Did you come up with one? Did you do that part of the home play?
Well, I've obviously been thinking about it, and I'm obviously having a problem in this area because I don't seem to have a lot of motivation. And what I'm coming up with is I am motivated by people. I like to be in social settings, have people around, and since I don't have a lot of that, then I need, that's my motivation, so I need to do things like, get out there and join groups and that kind of thing. So that's what I've boiled it down to. I need to do something to integrate more social activity in my life.
Okay, that's true, and of course I know that as well from our time together. However, let's go deeper, and I am going to ask you to, do you see, Steve, the post that is addressing motivation? It's from June 28th, 6:38 p.m. It says, list your motivation accelerators, and then there's a big picture, gorgeous picture actually, of motivation. Do you see that? It says, dream big, I can, et cetera. Do you see that?
Yep, looking right at.
Okay, so after you and I work out right now, with some coaching, I'm going to ask you to put your motivator in there, right under Mary's. So you're saying that your motivation is to connect with others. That's what motivates you, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is it? Now, you heard what I did with Mary in terms of having her focus not only be outward with other people, but that she can also use the same essence of that motivator accelerator. Where she's working just by herself, there's nobody else around, it's just her and that pile of stuff in her office, let's say. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go through the same process with you, where I'm going to see how you might be able to get to the bottom line essence of what it is that happens inside of you that lights you up, that motivates you, that spurs you on when you're connecting with other people, so that you can access that when you're just home by yourself. You see where we're going to go now?
Sure.
Okay. So your energy is starting to light up and get a little more excited. Do you hear that in his voice, Mary and Barb?
A little bit. I know he'll be more.
Yeah. Mary, did you hear it in his sure, the word sure?
Yeah, he's coming. It's coming up.
Yeah, good. So here you are, and you're in a stuck state about whatever. And you decide, Steve, you don't want to be stuck. You don't want to feel the whatever you're feeling, and you want to be motivated to do something that's going to feel better. So let's have that scenario. However, it's not about going outside to, you know, meet some people or go to a networking event or something like that. You want to somehow lasso that energy and have it within you so that you can do, let's say, something in the house, like sit down and write a blog or sit down and do a journal, which you might not have been motivated to do before. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, starting to go down a quart. Okay, let's see how he does after this next piece. So what is it about going and connecting with other people that brings more life into you, that brings more of that inspirational energy?
Well, okay, that's a really good question, because I feel I'm myself, you know, I see the effect I have on people, and I enjoy that. I enjoy, you know, the interaction. It's like my real essence comes out, and by myself, I don't, there's not much to bring it out. I don't have that motivating thing to do that really brings it out when I'm just by myself.
So let's keep going deeper. What else is it about that you can use to work within yourself and stir yourself up, motivate, light up, mobilize yourself?
Well, to have something that I'm you know, inspired about to do, you know, something that I have a goal to do that's going to bring me some, you know, some inspiration, some joy, some reward, and you know, if I have that, then I'm pretty good about staying focused to work on it.
Good. So that's true. So let's analyze a little bit more. What it is that happens when you go and you connect with people that you can isolate and be able to use even when people aren't around?
Hmm. Well, I guess there would be that, find that way to, first of all, acknowledge the essence of who I really am, you know, and that's aside from, you know, those negative energies that come and the thoughts that go with that. So I guess it really comes down to maybe some of those energy management techniques to, first of all, clear up that negative energy that pervades, and then to allow that essence that is there, first of all, to acknowledge it, and then to just be more more involved with that, more relating to that. That's
mm-hmm. So your accelerator is hooking up with other people and your positive impact on them, and I'm sure you're very empowering to them. I'm sure that you are very that you respond quickly to uplift somebody. That's what I'm seeing is your nature, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So that's an accelerator for you, right? Your drive to do that for others, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Your drive to bring a lightness of being to others, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how, I'm going to ask the same question. I know you already gave your answer. Let's just go a little deeper. How can you use that with yourself when you are in a down mood, or when you have so many things on your mind and you don't know which one you want to do because you want to be productive and you don't end up doing anything? You know, that kind of state that some of us get into from time to time. You with me?
I sure am.
Oh, there he went, down again. So let's see how you can transfer that drive to bring light and joy and hope and solutions. I'm also hearing the word solutions that you want to bring to others and that you do bring to others. How can you boomerang that back to yourself when it's just you at home, even your housemate isn't there, it's just you and you?
I don't have a housemate anymore, but
oh,
yeah, maybe
okay.
I just need to treat myself like I treat others.
Okay, now, how can you distill that down, like make it into a tincture, make it into a condensed liquid version in concept to be able to drink that, grab onto that as a motivation accelerator for yourself? How could you do it? What could be the trigger?
Well, I guess I'm thinking that, to, first of all, get have that mindset, like, okay, if this was somebody, if I was somebody else sitting here, what would I do to try to pick them up, you know? I mean, I can just
exactly
have that attitude toward myself, and that's a little bit, it's hard for me to imagine that. I don't know what comes into play, why I don't do that.
Don't worry about the why. The whole purpose of me making this part of this course is because obviously it's not an easy thing for anybody. When we're in the throes of resistance, it's tough cookies. And that's why there are communities. That's why people call on their friends. That's why people have animals for pets, you know. So you're not alone. You with me?
Yeah, I am. I'm writing this down. I see where you're going with this.
What?
Yeah, I'm following where you're going with this. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So once you write your notes, what I'd like you to do is to go into the Facebook group on that motivation thread and write down what's going to be your motivation accelerator that you're going to be focusing on, so that you start to, for all of us, for everybody on this call, for me too, what is going to be the tool, the SOS raft that you whip out of your motivation toolkit to have you inspire and motivate yourself to do something that you don't necessarily want to do. That's what we're focusing on right now. So write down your notes, and then please write it in that thread. And while you're doing that, I'll just tell everyone what your home play is, is to deliberately use your motivator accelerator this in these next 2 weeks, because we're going to be apart for 2 weeks, and use it as best you can. And if it's a bumpy ride, that's to be expected because you're dealing with resistance. You're dealing with a conflict of interests, conflict of values, and resistance. So, of course, it's not going to be at times easy peasy. You know what I mean? And I would like you all to use this motivation thread here in the Facebook group to write down anything that's going to be of interest that you want to share. So maybe you'll write down in here like a huge celebration when you finally did something and it was not easy at all to do, but you used your motivation accelerator. Or you could write on there that you tried it and it did a little bit, but you couldn't quite turn the corner. Write that down also. So I really do want to see activity, because we've got 2 weeks between now and then, and this course is geared, it is spiritually charged to push you out of your comfort zone into being out into your world with more of your gifts and more of your ideas, putting value and worth on your ideas. So naturally, it's going to be a little bit of a bumpy ride, just like what Mary and Steve said at the beginning. That's to be expected. That is the purpose of this course. It is to get you more aware of the fact that your sole purpose is on the move. And that is needed in the world. And it's needed for your own fulfillment. Everybody understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Does anybody not? Does anybody think, that's really nice, Sasha, but I don't know, I can't do it. Anybody feel that? Silence means no?
Silence means I'm trying to get off mute. I understand what we're working on.
Okay, great. How about you, Barb? Is this making sense, and do you see this already happening as this course is impacting you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, and how about you, Steve? Are you seeing how, I mean, of course, there are many things going on, but can you see how this course is geared to push up against those resistance comfort zone membranes?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay,
I'm glad you're reminding me about those challenges, because sometimes I feel like I'm doing something wrong, and it's nice to know that it's just part of the course here.
Yes, it certainly is. Okay, so we're going to move off of motivators. You know what your motivation accelerator home play is, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right, now we're going to go over how you're doing with your psychic intuition and energy management journal. I'm going to go around the room. Tell me how that is serving you. And you should be every day asking your guidance something and being aware of your guidance giving you answers. And the suggestion that I had given you last session was for you to say it out loud, what your guidance is saying, that was a technique that I learned from Sonia Choquette. And if you don't want to say it out loud, to at least be writing it in your journal. Now, if you're not doing either, that's okay. Let me know so I can support you. So the question is, how are you doing with your journal, your psychic and energy journal, and how are you doing with asking your guidance questions or a plea for support. And I'm going to go around the room, and I want to hear how you are getting your answers. Okay, who wants to go first?
I'll go. You know, when we first started with this particular assignment, I was very diligently asking every morning, you know, and at first I wasn't being so clear, but then I started getting more clear. And whereas I did receive certain, you know, like, you know, revelation or, you know, inspirations during the day or answers to some questions, I don't feel like I got a really clear answer to a really clear question, and I would be happy to hear any testimony from Mary or Barb what your experience has been on this, because I know the importance of this, and I want to have more experience with this.
Well, Steve,
Hang on. Thank you. Hang on. But Barb, before we do that, I want to ask you, though, what have you noticed occurs when you deliberately ask for guidance? Tell me what happens.
Well, I think about it in the morning, but then I don't think about it all day. And then later in the day, I just think, I didn't really get an answer to that question. So I just haven't had that profound experience where, whoa, I just got an answer to that question in some shape, manner, or form. Colors.
Okay, so.
Whatever.
Okay. So give me an example of a question that you might have asked your guidance.
Well, it's been a few days. I haven't really dealt with it in a few days. Right now, I can't think of a specific question. If you want to go around, I'll try to remember some of the questions I've been asking. But I can't think of
one. Okay, that's okay. What I would like you to do for home play, Steve, is to make it very simple and very targeted. And so here's an example. Is you would ask your guidance, excuse me, please give me some indication that you are there. Now, before any of you ask for guidance, I want to repeat, please say your invocation that you only allow those aspects of yourself, including spirit guides, to be of the highest source of love and light and goodness, that you will not allow any other presences to impact you, and that only that which is for your thriving are allowed to respond. That's a really important muscle for you all to build. You with me?
Yes.
We give this sort of direction at the time we're asking the question for guidance. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes, yes. In other words, you're talking into an invisible zone, and you want to make sure that whoever emerges or whatever emerges is of the highest good for you. That's what I'm saying.
Gotcha, thanks.
So whenever you turn to guidance, you always establish ahead of time, only that which is for my highest good and my thriving, only that which comes from the highest sources of God's love and light and empowerment of me are allowed to respond. Okay? Or whatever your wording is. You know, just use your own words. But here's the point. So for you, Steve, it's going to be a matter of asking something very finite, like, please give me a sign. Please give me an indication that you're there. Please help me to sense you. And then wait. Like, don't just go zooming off doing something. Just allow yourself to close your eyes and sense. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you don't notice anything, that's fine, but keep, as long as you can think of it, keep yourself on alert as to what might be a sign. For all you know, you could be riding along and you see a billboard that says angels, that's a sign. Or you could be driving and you're in traffic and the license plate of the car in front of you says guides. Who knows? You know, I'm making stuff up, right?
Sure.
But you want to look and see what kind of response you get, okay?
Okay, that's great.
That's the important thing. So let's have you make it a promise to yourself that you're going to do something every day, and if it seems too convoluted, then just make it very simple, as if you were talking to a child. Because you can do this, Steve. Everybody can do this. All right? So just know that. Just know that. Okay?
I mean, yeah. And I know my guides are there, and they do, you know, I get answers at times. I just want to have this really, you know, clear, like, okay, that was clear.
I understand, and that takes practice, and that takes practice. So we're doing that. This is what's called practice.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, good. Who else? Who wants to go next? How are you dealing with communicating with your guidance? How are you noticing the responses, the messaging system that you have? And how are you doing with the journal? Who wants to go next?
Oh, I can go. I have been calling on them every day, or most every day. And the other day, I wasn't sure what to ask for. And that was something that I was intrigued by what Steve had said last week, that when he was asking general questions, he really wasn't getting answers, but when he became more specific. And so one of the things I wonder about is, well, what should I ask my transmissions of grace? So The other day I was doing dishes, and I sent down my grounding cord and whatnot, and said, well, I'm not quite sure what to ask for. And then a few minutes later, an issue came up, and I was able to just take it calmly and so I believe that the transmissions of grace were telling me, take it calmly, and you can do it calmly, and that they brought me calmness.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So did you write that down in your journal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. So the thing that I would like you to keep looking for, Barb, is how you receive your guidance. In this case, it sounds like it came as a feeling that took over. There may be times when you see pictures. It may be times that you get internal dialogue, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, But you definitely are onto it. You've got it. Good for you. And the other thing, Steve, is, you know, connect with Mary and Barb in between. I know that you've been busy, but now that, you know, you're home for now, talk to them in the Facebook group so that you all can support each other and give each other perspective, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mary, dear. Yes.
Yeah, I do
go
have
ahead.
A quick question.
Yeah.
Do sometimes people ask, well, I appreciate the question of give me a sign that you're here, but do you ask them yes and no questions, or?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So basically, you are communicating with your guides and your soul. We're going to do an exercise for you to meet your soul. How exciting is that? where you are developing a relationship, as if you had a neighbor who you knew was living next to you for a gazillion years, and you just never met them. And so now you're going to knock on their door, and with respect and honor and awareness and presence, you know, in other words, you're not going to be texting on the phone while you're talking to this new neighbor, right? You're going to be very present. That's what it's like. That's what it's like. And our guides and our angels, I'm going to make this comment, they are there as helpers, but they are not there as our slaves. Now, I know that none of you would have that kind of consciousness. However, the point is that they're not there at our beck and call. They are there to help us be the creators of our life. It is our job to keep digging and figure out what the heck we want to do in this lifetime. And they are there to help us to explore and to implement. And they should be treated with the utmost respect and gratitude. And it is truly building a relationship. Make sense?
Yes, but I do have a quick question. If they're not at our beck and call...
But they're there to help. They want to help. Their purpose is to help.
But I do call on them, you know.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Thank you.
So you are to ask them. You do need to call upon them because they will not come on their own because of they having to honor our free will. And they will not help unless we ask or unless, you know, we're in serious trouble, which is, you know, where our guardian angels come in and other teams of spirits that are to help us survive. But for other things, you know, like, I mean, if you're in a fight with somebody or something like that, and you call upon your guidance, your soul, your spirit guides to help you navigate through a tough situation, you need to ask for help. They won't just necessarily assume that you want their help. See what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, good. These are good questions, and these questions are helping everybody else, Barb, so thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so... Mary, you're up, hon.
Okay. So I use the psychic energy management journal in conjunction with my other journal. So I do a dump into my regular journal, and then I turn to the psychic journal and ask, what do I need to know right now? And I get the internal dialogue of how things have been going and kind of essentially a pep talk of you have what you need and have faith in yourself and yes, you have value and your story has value and keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. And how does that feel? Does it feel like something positive responds?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great.
My highest good is talking to me and underscoring the confidence and clarity to move forward.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. So, looks like everyone is using the journal and you will be using it more, it sounds like, yes?
Definitely.
Okay, great. All right, so I've spent more time on this than planned, so I need to just take a moment and restructure what we're going to do next here. What I want to do is, just a minute. There isn't time for us to do the soul exercise unless all of you can stay an additional 30 minutes. If you can't, then I will go on with another body that, of content that we were going to do. Can everybody stay another 30 minutes? And if you can't, that's fine. Just say yes or no.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Mary?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to go 2 hours tonight instead of 90 minutes. I just felt that it was very important for us to get the motivation, accelerator, clarity, because that's what you need to keep pressing forward. Okay. And I want to get as much training for you as to how to work within yourself, which includes the spiritual power dimensions, so that when you do manifest something in the outer world, it is what I refer to as soul-sourced. Soul-sourced includes spiritual guides that are working through your soul, working through your intuition to get to you. So that's why I want to be as thorough and meticulous with you as I am. Okay. So here's what we're going to do next. We're starting in with wanting to just quickly review your intolerables, just a quick overview. Is there anybody that has completed one intolerable and they are ready to move on to another intolerable to tackle and resolve?
No, I'm not finished with my first intolerable.
Okay, good. So hang on one second, Steve. Yeah, hang on, Steve, just a second. So, Mary, do you need any coaching on that, or do you know what you need to do?
I know what I need to do, and I completed asking for the credit card today, so I am definitely on track, but I don't feel that I've completed it.
Congratulations.
Okay. Yes, congratulations. Yippee for Mary. Yay, yes. Let's do a yippee for you, Mary, darling. Woohoo!
Yeah.
So do you need any support from us, from me, or are you on your way?
I'm on my way, definitely.
Okay. Did anybody complete one of their intolerables? Okay, so does anybody need some support when you're really being honest with yourself? Does anybody need some support in completing their intolerable that you're working on?
My intolerable was that I would not tolerate poor follow-up, and that I would follow up within 48 hours of an encounter. And I did halfway. So I don't feel that I have subdued that intolerable yet.
Okay, so then what I would suggest you do is for you to sit down with yourself and decide what will it take that you can do and that you will do that will have that intolerable be completed. Now, that might mean that there are certain kinds of follow-ups that need a certain kind of handling that's not possible to do within 48 hours. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I need you to, I'm suggesting that you revisit what this intolerable is, and to please write it in the intolerable thread in the Facebook page and tag me so that I can look it over and see what tweaks, if any, might help you to win at this. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
And there is an intolerable thread.
Yep.
It's from June 28th. Please list the current intolerable that you're focusing on. So go back sometime, you know, soon, and write out this intolerable, and I'll take a look at it, okay?
Okay.
Good, because the whole point of monitoring these intolerables is to get them handled where it sticks. You know, it's not like it slides off. It sticks because you came up with a strategy that makes it work. Make sense?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Steve, dear, what about you and the intolerable that you're working on? How are you doing with that?
Well, my intolerable is I will not tolerate now allowing myself to feel accomplished for the things that I achieved that day. And I realize that there's a number of days that I just didn't remind myself about that intolerable and allowed myself to not feel so good about my day.
Okay, so what you didn't see was the response I wrote to you on that on June 29th. You wrote it on the 29th and I responded. So I suggest that you read what I wrote there. Do you see it now?
Yeah, I'm looking right at it.
Okay, so everybody, just as an FYI, whenever you write something, please look in as many places as you write something, please look and make sure you tag me so that I see it. That you look to see that I respond, because I will respond in the same day, and if I miss it, it's because I haven't been tagged or I somehow missed it. So, Steve, get in the habit that when you write something in that same day, look to see that I responded, okay? So in terms of this intolerable, Steve, what is it exactly that you want to stop tolerating?
Just the feeling of no purpose, no value to what I've done that day. You know, I just burned up a day. I just existed. I just, you know, survived a day. And so what?
Okay, that's very clear. And I know that feeling. I've been there myself in the earlier days. So I understand. So what I'm going to suggest that you do is read over that paragraph that I wrote on the in response. And I'd like you to do the same thing as I've asked of Barb, which is to write out another way of articulating what the intolerable is so you can actually do something about it. So an example would be that your intolerable is that you, at the end of a day or some portion of a day, you get all this negative self-talk that's truly bullying you. I mean, we all have our inner bullies, some people worse than others. And it's a bully. It's not just a frickin' critic. It's an outright bully. And bullies are vicious. Bullies are dangerous. Bullies are life-threatening. I mean, bullies are a different breed than just a critic. Everybody with me on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You have a bully, Steve. So you, as I wrote in that comment, need to write out strategies that you will implement, that you will mobilize, that you will whip out like a light sword when that happens. So I do ask you to write on that thread underneath my response the various things that you're going to do.
I will.
Maybe you're going to go out and buy yourself a really nice dinner. Maybe you're going to go take a walk around the block. Maybe you'll give your boys a call. Maybe you'll give your other friend a call. Maybe you'll do some extra sit-ups. Maybe you'll go and buy yourself a new shirt. Maybe you'll go and vacuum out the car. You know, something that puts value into action.
Value into action, okay.
So I'd like you to make a list of things that you like to do that have meaning for you. I know for me that when I am really proud of myself about something I do, I go to Whole Foods and I'll buy one of their hot delicatessen dinners, or I'll go take myself out to a restaurant. And I'm real clear why I'm doing it. It's very deliberate. So that's on a reward level. It's similar in the offsetting the bully. Okay, Steve, are you clear?
I am, yep.
Okay, so each session I'm going to be asking all of you about your intolerables, because that's an important part of you feeling empowered. It's an important part of you taking charge of feeling good, which nobody can do for you. You determine your happiness. You determine your empowerment. It's up to you. Okay, everybody?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now I just want to briefly discuss mission. And basically, I just want you to continue working on that. And I gave you in the Facebook group what we had. I added it today. My assistant added it today. It's the one that is, just a second. It says 2 hours ago, and there's the picture of one hand reaching out to grab another hand, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So right now, I want us to take time in you filling out your answers on this thread of, I help blank to blank by blank. So what you put in there, an example, is I help, and what you put in that first blank would be what I've talked to you about before and you've heard each other talk about. You're describing your niche. You're describing the kind of people that need your help. You're describing scenarios that their life consists of that you have solutions for. So that's what goes in that first blank line. I help, and you're describing some adjectives of the person, not just I help people, or I help women, or I help men, or I help animals. Put some sort of a defining, qualifying description. I help women in business. I help frightened people. I help published people. I help people who have a message. You know, you put some sort of descriptor in that first blank line. Everybody with me on that one?
Yes.
And then the second, Steve, Mary, you understand that, what I'm saying there?
Yes.
Okay. Then we go to the next blank line, which comes after the word T-O, too. That means you help them to what? That's where you put the problem that you solve, the result that you bring to them. You are helping this body of people to transform in a more positive direction. That's what goes after the word to. Everybody with me on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the word by, B-Y, and that blank line, that's where you put in what you're either going to teach them or the service that you want to offer or the product that you want to sell them or the kind of coaching or consulting that you're going to bring them. And that is a complete package that you can use as a marketing statement at a networking event or standing online at Safeway. Somebody says, oh, hi, what do you do? Oh, I help troubled youth to feel empowered by showing them their passions and that their passions matter through the passion test. Okay, that could be one for Steve. How'd you like that, Steve?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm writing right now.
Okay. So does everybody know how to work with that template right now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in just a minute, I'm going to stop talking so that you can do that. What we're doing right now is we're building up to you getting clarity about the presentation that you're going to deliver to us in 2 weeks. And so you have this template here that we just went over. And then there's also the one that you worked on last session, which is further down about what is your mission. And you've got that template. So my mission is, and then you could, in there, if we go down to June 28th, that thread, does everybody see that one now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you go down there, my mission is, and you, the same thing, you identify the niche that you want to help so that whatever is accomplished. So my mission is to help oppressed women with their message so that their value, so that they feel valued, so that they go out and start their own business. That's what would be a way of using that template, so that building their own business is accomplished. Do you see what I'm saying there?
Yeah,
everybody,
yeah.
I'm kind of jumping around, but is everybody following me?
Yes.
Is anybody lost?
No.
Okay, good. Now, both of those, remember those threads, and read each other's content after the class, and, you know, just keep an eye on your notifications of when people are writing things. So, Steve, you're going to have to figure out about notifications. So, you're going to be using this content to help you choose a presentation and a message that really is going to lead you out into the marketplace, into your community. That's what we're working on here. Understand, everyone, what I'm doing here?
Yes.
Okay, now, in just a minute, I'm sorry, there's just pollen in the air, so forgive my voice here. I want you, before you answer that template, that new template, I'd like you to go to another thread. And that is the one that says your offer, where it says your offer and then a colon there. You see that one? It says 2 hours ago, and there's a bunch of graphics in there.
Yep, I see it.
Okay. I'd like you all right now to click on each of those graphics because I want you to read what it says, what they say. And the reason I want you to do that is because all this is going into your think tank. It's all going into your inner computer so that when you write that template that I just gave you, I help blank to blank by blank, whatever gets stirred up as you look at these graphics are going to be part of this alchemical design that goes off inside of you to help you, to catalyze you to know who is it that you help. Who is it that you are an expert to help? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Anybody? Did I lose anybody?
Yes.
Did you say yes? I lost you?
No. No.
Okay, Mary?
No, I got it.
Okay. I'm
just reading.
All right, okay. All right, so I'm going to be quiet now, and for the next, we're going to take about 6 or 7 minutes for you to click on those graphics and then fill out on that thread your answers to that new template, and then we'll move on. Okay, Steve, write your answers in the other thread, the one that has the template. So the one that you just wrote, write that again, but write it down in the thread where there is the two hands reaching out to each other.
Okay, sorry, wrong, but thanks.
And that's okay, no problem. So the only place that everybody should be typing at this point is on the thread where the two hands are reaching for each other.
Oh, I thought I was supposed to be typing in the your offer.
No.
No, okay.
Okay, we're going to take another 2 minutes. Okay, and begin to wrap up. Okay. So we're not going to go over what everybody wrote here now. We're going to do that next time. However, does anybody have any questions about what to say about I help to by? Does anybody need my support at this juncture, or do you feel like you have a good enough grasp at the moment to move on?
I think I'm good enough at the moment.
Yeah.
Great. Everybody good to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So now let's jump over to your Project Act, your Soul Radiant Success Course Project Activation Template. Does everybody have their copy handy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. We're talking about the presentation now. Now, you had a project of what you want to accomplish by the close of this course. Let's quickly go around the room again, and let's see if everybody still wants to accomplish the same thing. And if not, if you've changed it, let's hear what the new one is. And if you want to write that on the project thread, if I can find which one it is, then great. If not, then don't. Let's talk about the measurable absolute outcome that you want to have under your belt by class number 8. Let's go around the room. Who wants to go first?
Well, I can go. So my absolute completion goal would be to be proficient in administering the passion test in, the 2 or 3 sessions that it would involve to take someone through the complete process.
Okay, great. All right, so the thread where everybody is going to keep refining, identifying the details and the measurable evidence of the project that they want to accomplish by the end of the course is if you scroll down to June 27th, where there are 2 people jumping up in the air with the hearts, that's where you're going to keep writing and perfecting and refining and tweaking the project that you want to have created by the end of this course. Does everybody see that thread in the Facebook group?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Steve, what I would like you to do is not now, but after we finish this class, I'd like you to go to what you wrote there on that thread on June 28th. You said, my project is to organize my passion test presentation, etc. You see that?
Yep, looking at it.
Okay, now do you know how to edit a Facebook post?
Sure do. I've been editing all day, yes.
Okay, great. I'd like you to edit that particular, the way you wrote that post, that comment on that thread, to flesh it out with the details that you just shared with us. Because the clearer and the more detailed everybody is with what their project is by the end of the course, the faster it's easy for you to accomplish it. Does everybody understand that?
Yes.
Yes.
So everybody, please take note of this thread, because I'd like you all, before the end of tonight, to go back to that thread and see how you want to tweak and embellish what your project is. Okay, Mary, what's your project?
To complete the editing process for The Secret Artist and to hand off the manuscript to the next phase of getting it published in 2016.
Okay, great. So it's what you wrote before. And did you see the response I gave you on that thread from June 29th?
Yes.
Okay, so please read that. And whatever I said, do it. So that, and then let me know by tagging me.
Okay.
Okay? And what about you, Barb?
I will be clear about my role, soul purpose, and how to move forward by manifesting a major client with a $5,000 contract, and I'm working on those steps that you suggested.
Okay, good. Okay, great. Yes. Now, I'd like you to post those steps so that we can all see it and support you.
Yes.
And I would suggest that you use that same thread, okay, because it's all on the same theme, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because in order for you to get a $5,000 contract, you have to be ultra clear as to what you're going to give them and what they are wanting, okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, this is your final destination by the end of the class in terms of an outer world creation. What I am suggesting you do for the presentation that you're going to do for our class number 4 is something that is in alignment with this project. So you may want to do something, Mary, that's a part of your manuscript. Steve, you might want to do, I know you want to do something that has to do with the passion test. And Barb, I'm not sure. This is going to be a great opportunity for you to get very focused as to what would be the bottom line result that a person would get in a $5,000 contract project with you, and to see what kind of presentation you could make that would have somebody sign up for a $5,000 project. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
So for everybody, imagine that you're going to give a 20-minute presentation to a group of potential clients or a group of potential buyers. And somehow that group of people would be your target market, your niche. And that by you doing this presentation, you're going to create that project outcome that you've identified for our class number 8. Everybody with me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so it's going to take time for you to figure all this out, but you have 2 weeks, okay? Now, so you're clear about what the presentation is in terms of its connection to the completion project, right? You all see the relationship there. They all fit together.
Yes.
Okay. Now let's scroll up to that offer thread. And you don't have to do this now. However, what I had mentioned yet last class is that part of your 20 minutes, I would like you to make an offer somewhere in that 20 minutes. Doesn't have to be at the end, but it needs to be within the 20 minutes. And I've given you some guidelines here in this post about the offer so that you can start thinking of, well, what offer could I make that would solve the problem of my ideal client? And how will I say it so that I am a credible, trustworthy person for a person to pay me or listen to me regarding my offer? And part of it, number 3 on that offer thread, part of it is for you to dive deep within yourself to determine why now? Why should they buy this from you? Why should they take action on this now? Urgency. That's a critical piece when you're in business and you want people to buy your stuff. And in order for you to do that, number 4 is has to be emblazoned in your mind where you can say it to somebody. If you were in a deep sleep and somebody woke you up and say, what do you do and why should I do it with you? And in your half stupor state, it's got to be so ingrained in you that you're able to say what the benefits are, and then you go back to sleep. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is everybody, I mean, that's just the image that came to me. I've never said that before, so it's got to have some meaning for somebody over there. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
It has to be so intrinsic in the fabric of who you are as to why you have something that is important. Okay?
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
So you're going to use that thread to work on your offer between now and when we meet again. All right, so the homework basically is to practice working with your journal, continue exploring the power of your motivator accelerator by using it, continue turning to your guidance in the way that we've already described, continue working away on your intolerable. If you need to go back to the motivation training call, then do that. It's your tool if you need to remind yourself. You still have the morning meditation and evening integration recordings to work with as you feel they serve you. The mission and the product home play from last session, you can revisit that and just keep using it to help you explore deeper ideas that are ready to come to the surface of your awareness. And with regards to the project activation template, you can use pages 1 through 7 to guide you with how you want to go about designing your presentation as well. You can answer those questions on pages 1, 2, and 3 with regards to how you want to impact us and why doing this presentation is important to you and in alignment with your soul purpose. And there's going to be plenty of inner game resistance that's going to come up for you on working on this presentation. And so you can use pages 4 and 5 to keep working through what those are, clearing them out. If you get stuck, write to us in the Facebook group so that we can all chime in and support you. Pages 6 and 7 is the content. So you can use these pages and, of course, additional pages to be able to just keep brainstorming what it is that you want to include in this presentation, et cetera, et cetera. Does everybody know how to use this handout for your presentation as well as to continue to revisit the project that you want to complete with at the end of the course? Everybody know that?
Yeah.
Now the rest of the pages we're going to cover later on, but pages 1 through 7 you can still keep working with right now. Okay, now we're going to go into a whole other realm. We're going to go inside, deep inside. So we're going to literally change your vibrational rhythm here. So I'd like you all to close your eyes and take slow, deep breaths. And with each exhalation, you do feel your body letting go of stress feeling your muscles release to relax. And you are noticing that you're able to take more relaxed, deeper breaths. And you are sinking into your chair so that you are really getting comfortable in your body. We are about to have you meet your soul. What an amazing possibility. What I'd like you to do is to, with your inner eye, scan your body and your thoughts and emotions and just notice how you feel. How fast is your mind moving? What emotions do you have? What kind of thoughts do you have? Just observe. That's good. And then now focus at the top of your head where there is an exquisite golden ball of light, perhaps the size of a basketball. And you are calling your soul energy home. You are calling your soul energy back into this ball of light that is above your head, back from the future where you've projected your thoughts of plans in the future, back from the past where you have stuck yourself somehow in the past, back into past lives which you may not know, but there are pieces of you that are frozen in time back then. And you are calling all of those facets of the diamond that you are back into this ball of light. And as you do, it gets larger and larger and larger until it is huge above your physical body. Just calling your soul home. As it gets larger and larger, it takes a shape of a large looming kite. Whatever shape you want this kite to be is completely between you and your soul. However, at the edge of that kite is a tail. All kites have tails. And you're going to reach up. You can either do it now, literally, with your arm or with your imagination, and you grab hold of that tail of your soul. And you begin to pull that tail gently, and your soul begins to enter into you through the top of your head. Slowly you're pulling the tail down as you are bringing your soul more and more and more into your body. And that kite completely fills your human form. And the tail of that kite dangles underneath your feet because this entire body of your soul has filled your human form and beyond. You see that tail, and it has its own intelligence, the tail of that soul kite. And in its wisdom, the tail of the kite goes deep into the earth like your grounding cord, and it meets with your grounding cord so that your grounding cord and the tail of your kite are intrinsically woven together. You are now completely embodying your soul. Notice how you feel emotionally. Notice how your body feels all over your body. Notice what kind of thoughts you have. If there's anything negative, you cast it down your grounding cord and you reinforce the presence of your soul inside your human form. And just breathe. And feel that light healing and working its way through your cells, the layers of who you are. And now you're going to talk to your soul. And this is how that's going to happen. Imagine that your soul is now stepping out of your body and is standing right in front of you. It is a mirror of you. It is you. It's an essence light version of you. And there he or she is. This is not your imagination, this is real. Notice how you feel as the impact of your soul light standing in front of you glows all over you from standing there, right there. And now you're going to talk to your soul. And you're going to be doing this every day between now and our next class. For now, ask your soul to give you one important message, because you're going to hear your soul and then we will move on. What is the message that your soul has for you? Is there any object that your soul wants to give you as a reminder of this meeting, or as a reminder of your message? All right. Now say a few words of love between the two of you, gratitude between the two of you for being able to meet like this. And your soul now merges back into your physical body. And you are once again inseparable. And feel what that feels like. At the count of three, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes and we will bring our class to a close. Number one, taking some deep breaths and starting to move your body around. Number two, wiggling your hands, fingers, toes, rolling your shoulders, your neck. And three, opening your eyes, feeling wide awake and in awe of gratitude of this magical moment that just occurred. All right, so for home play, and of course I'll be posting all of this again in the group, I want you to practice that communication with your soul and calling your soul home every day. I would suggest that you do the kite integration as soon as you get up in the morning while you're still lying in bed, where you are coming out of the sleep state and you want to be fully, excuse me, ready for the day. I would suggest you do that at that point. And then some other time during the day, you can repeat that process and then have your soul step out so that it is in front of you and talk to it about anything. Talk to your soul about designing your presentation. Talk to your soul to help you answer questions about your offer. You are partnering with your soul for the remainder of this course and the remainder of your life. And instead of us going around the room with you sharing your experiences of that event, I'd like you to write your experiences in the Facebook group so that you can all see the uniqueness of your experience and probably some similarities of all of your experiences. So I do urge you to do that and do it shortly after we conclude this session while it's fresh in your mind. So we are going to conclude now by going around the room and just saying very simply what was the greatest highlight or one of the most captivating highlights of tonight's call. Who'd like to go first?
I'll go. This call was great. First of all, I love hearing Barb and Mary's experiences. They helped me a lot. They're so relatable. And just the reminding me through these techniques how important they are to keep me focused and keep me kind of guided along. And I love these classes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who'd like to go next?
I will. I love the fact that when we started out with the open and flow, open to the flow, it's just like it's carried me through the whole class. I've been on a high. It's like this is another shift.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay, Barb.
I think most memorable for me was the digging down that we did at the beginning of our motivation activators, accelerators, and learning from Mary and Steve and you, what they are, how they can be used, what reducing them to their essence.
Mm-hmm.
That was very special.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I will conclude by saying that we are going to be away from each other for 2 weeks. However, we do still have our training call in our membership on the 20th of July. We have a slightly different attendee group for the membership. So the membership training call will not be a absolute training that we will then use for this course. However, what I will be teaching in that training call, elements that will help you with what we're doing in this course. So I'm still going to keep the transfer of the membership work as feeding directly your ability to really win at this course. And on that note, I love you. I will see you in a couple of weeks. If you have any questions about what you're doing in the training call, excuse me, in the presentation, then just write in the Facebook group. When you practice it with a timer so that you are exactly 20 minutes, because I will cut you off after 20 minutes, I promise. And you want to have a very tight, clear sense of giving your presentation and the impact you want to have on all of us, as well as the offer that you want to present to all of us. Okay, my dears, have a wonderful couple of weeks. I'll see you in the Facebook group.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.